Northwest Arkansas has a vibrant economy. From known big players in the retail, transportation, and poultry industries to other players in entertainment, education, the leisure, and hospitality sectors, the area is rife with businesses and institutions on the move. Ozarks at Largest Timothy Dennis looks at Northwest Arkansas business stories from this week in today's Week in Review.
Business is booming in Northwest Arkansas. On Thursday, the Northwest Arkansas Council and the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas released a report stating just that. According to the second annual State of the Northwest Arkansas Region report, the past decade brought 25% employment growth, nearly 35% growth in the number of business establishments, and real gross domestic product growth of 37.5%. Kathy Deck of the Center for Business and Economic Research says that Northwest Arkansas is in the enviable position of having had a strong economy before the recession hit.
While it's true that the recession did hurt us here in Northwest Arkansas, we still have a nice diversified employment base and very, very strong key industries, which means that as the recovery has happened nationally, we've been able to kind of get ahead of that curve and find ourselves, amazingly, with employment levels where they were before the recession came.
Deck says that Northwest Arkansas has recovered from the recession unlike our competing regions, the rest of Arkansas, and the rest of the nation. But while the economy has grown over the past decade, one area where we lag behind our competing regions is in educational attainment.
Educational attainment has been low in Northwest Arkansas and in Arkansas historically. And there are a lot of initiatives in place to fix that very issue, because we realize if we're going to continue to be competitive with places like Omaha or Kansas City or Huntsville, Alabama, we need to boast a labor force that is as educated as theirs is. So we're celebrating this year because we hit 25% of our adult population with a bachelor's degree or higher. That's an all-time high for us. But we know there's work to be done when many of our competitor regions have percentages that are 30 or 35%.
Deck says that the amount of research expenditures at the U of A is a direct generator of economic growth. According to the report, research expenditures at the U of A increased nearly 35% between 2001 and 2009, but the growth rate was the second lowest among our four peer regions compared in the study. But Deck says that the economic indicators are only one area of focus in the report.
It looks at some other kind of key pieces. We look at some commuting statistics, some crime statistics, and really it is very interesting, I think, to a lot of folks to be able to see how do we compare to places that we all hear about, like Kansas City or Tulsa or somewhere else, where we know that we could be competing for the next big company or the next, you know, really smart person to come to this area.
And on Tuesday, a company that intends to rent mobile video editing studios to filmmakers announced its plans to set up shop in the area. Radar Mobile Studios will set up research and development, manufacturing, and corporate headquarters facilities in Fayetteville. The company already has offices in Utah, California, Florida, and New York, putting the company's facilities within 700 miles of 75% of the country. Steve Clark is the president of the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce. He says that locals who were aware of the company recruited Radar to move to Northwest Arkansas.
About a year ago, they were here and looked at our community and looked at our location in terms of proximity to such a pretty good population base. The notion that, as you know, they can download and edit feature films and other sorts of productions, things with mobile facilities that allow an expeditious way to get things done.
The company has two mobile studio designs planned. Radar One is a 45-foot-long recreational vehicle that has full production capabilities, while Radar Remote is a pared-down version built on a Range Rover SUV platform. Clark says that Radar becoming a part of the Fayetteville business landscape helps flesh out the resource network in the area.
It just enriches our tool bag in the sense of the kinds of businesses that we have here. We're no longer a one-dimensional community, and we're no longer a one-dimensional region. So when people look at Northwest Arkansas and they look at Fayetteville, it's not just education, it's not just retail, it's not just poultry, it's not just trucking. It's obviously the arts and the creative economy. It's obviously innovation. It's obviously nanotechnology. It's a lot of those other things, and what Radar brings is a complement to all of that.
Clark says that the company's move to Fayetteville is part of a larger trend of expansion to the creative economy in the area.
You know, the Walton Arts Center has been here 20 years, and that was one of the fundamental pieces in this fabric, but the Arts Center, the Ozarks up in Springdale, Rogers Little Theater, I mean, when you start looking at all these other groups, they are very positively adding this Symphony Now of Northwest Arkansas, SONA being a part, the Trike Theater. It's not only good for economic development, that it creates that environment for a quality of life that's attractive to that innovative group of people. And so for Northwest Arkansas, and in particular for Fayetteville, it helps put us on the map.
A developer was hopeful to put another type of business on the map in Springdale, but the city council turned down the developer's request for a sign that was larger than any other sign in the city. Love's Travel Center initially received a variance from the city's planning commission to construct a 125-foot-tall sign that would have been 800 square feet in area. The sign would have been erected near the planned interchange at Don Tyson Parkway and Interstate 540. But in a split 5-3 vote, council members rescinded the planning commission's earlier decision, and by the same vote count, the council also killed a proposed ordinance that would have created a special visibility district in which the sign could be constructed. Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse said that while he didn't want to speak for each council member, he agreed with the decision.
And at least my reasoning is that we're probably 2 years away from anything opening, from the interchange opening in that area. It'll start construction here within the next few months. And it's awfully early in the process to be granting such a huge variance for something that could negatively impact the quality of development that we hope to see happen for the future of Springdale in that area.
Sprouse says that the issue is not with the proposed Love's Travel Center, but he says that a 125-foot sign variance is quite a jump from the 60 feet allowed by city ordinance. He is hopeful that the vote will not scare the developers away from Springdale.
Of course, there are other places in Springdale they could build too, that they wouldn't need such a large sign. The topography of this particular property and where they were going to put it, they say, so that the sign could be visible for the proper distance that they need from the interstate, they needed the 125 feet. That's a tall sign, and that could really set a tone out there that, you know, Springdale has a tremendous investment already in that area, in a beautiful ballpark that that we're so very proud of, and I just think we need to protect that investment, and I believe the council agreed.
Sprouse says that the proposed sign was much taller than Rogers, Bentonville, or Fayetteville allow, and that enforcing height restrictions hasn't hurt business development in those cities. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.